have a couple of local authors in the studio. As a matter of fact, Matt McGuire and Mel Tolner. I want to say thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us, yes, Matt.
Thank you. Certainly glad to have you in here. The reason why we are having you in here is because, well, you've launched a new book, gentlemen, as a matter of fact, and I believe it is Making Bird-Friendly Bird Houses, and we wanted to talk a little bit about that this morning. You both have co-authored this. Mel, we'll kind of start off with you. Tell us a little bit about the idea behind the book, if you will.
Well, we were actually very fortunate. We were approached by a major, you know, it's not self-published. There's a major publisher, Fox Chapel Publishing, and they're very big in the do-it-yourself channel. In the days when there were book racks and Home Depot, Lowe's, and whatever, they were in all those racks. It very likely will be eventually in Menards, but they approached us on building a how to do a book that was right for the birds. There's a lot. They have a couple books now that have really cute different books, but they wanted to make sure this book was each of the different species was the right inches, you know, inside the right interest holes. And that sort of thing. So I gave it a thought, and I said, well, I know a lot about the birds, but I don't, you know, there's a young man who has to help me hang a picture on the wall every once in a while. And I said, I only do this if it can be a team effort. And I was very blessed that Matt McGuire, who runs our Songbird Essentials wood shop here and several other things for our family business here in town, we've been blessed to have Matt on board for a good while. He said yes, and it would not have happened. If, as you look through the book, you will see that a whole lot more pages are Matt's than they were what I wrote, okay?
Matt, let's talk about your part in the book. I know you're probably pretty good with your hands and building things, but how did the writing portion of this go for you? How hard was that?
It was step by step. It was, you know, we took pictures of all the, you know, the physical process of making each house and then going back and reviewing those and listing out what we did. Putting that together with detailed plans for the individual pieces, kind of just took it step by step and hopefully made it easy enough for everyone to understand.
Very nice. I'm looking at the book here right now. I know people are going to be able to have a chance to get the Making Bird-Friendly Birdhouses book signed. That's going to be taking place at the Mexico Area Chamber of Commerce. That will be on Wednesday, July the 10th, as I understand it. Give us a few details as to you know, when and where all this is going to be happening.
Okay, well, that's tomorrow from 4 to 6 at the Chamber, right down Chamber of Commerce of Mexico, right downtown on the square. I think everybody knows that, right there on that corner. And we'll, Matt and I will both be there. Matt's bringing examples of almost all of the houses. A couple of them are too big, like the Purple Martin house, to lug around. But we'll have a lot of the houses there. And we'll do a short program with him. You know, we're both there to answer questions about the book, and him most of all about the building side of it. Me about, you know, do you have this bird? Do you have the right kind of yard? How do you mount it to protect it from predators? What do the eggs look like in the book? We had a young lady. I do want to give a quick shout out. We had several people at Goldcrest help us with this book. A huge shout out to Dustin Lewis. He took all the pictures that you'll see as far as the construction of the book. Him and Matt spent a lot of time. Matt's in the book many more times than I am. He you'll see his hands in there page after page because of the great work that Dustin did. And then Brittany and our staff also really helped us by it's the only book that I know of where when you open up your birdhouse project, when you're done and you look in there and you see the eggs, is that the bird I wanted? Is that a bluebird egg? And with Brittany's help, we found even some very hard ones, barn owls, barred owls, pictures of the eggs in the nest. And we assembled those from across the world, in fact, to be able to put that thing together. So that's the first in the book from my side. But I want to say Fox Chapel said that young man did one of the best jobs that they ever saw as far as a rookie author coming in and putting a book together. They've been after us to do another one already because of the great job he did.
They have. That is awesome. Now, for people who want to get a hold of this book, other than at the Chamber of Commerce tomorrow, can they go online or find this somewhere else?
Yeah, if you go online, you'll see it. We do have it for sale in Mid, Missouri over at Songbird Station. We have it also, of course, at the signing tomorrow. We'll have books that we'll be glad to sign for you. You don't have to. I would encourage the community to come out and, you know, I'm really proud that Matt's on our team, and come by and make sure you tell him thanks for dragging the old man along. And but, you know, in today's world, the reality is if you know somebody away from here or you miss the signing or can't get to Columbia, the people that tell me how to get a book up and go and say, hey, you got to send some folks to Amazon. So you will find it on Amazon. And so if you have friends around the U.S. that want to find a book, please send them there, or if you miss it after this. And please, please, if you can, send in one of those good old five-star ratings, because they tell me that's the secret to climbing to the top. You know, you never know. We might be on the New York Times top 10 book. You got to shoot for the stars.
We're going to book that second interview here very soon, guys. We'll talk about that. Listen, I hope everybody will go out to the Chamber of Commerce and visit with Mel and Matt tomorrow and get a copy of the book, have them sign it, tell you a little bit about it. Appreciate you guys coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having us.